This is Sunday morning, 7:30:23. And we're going to do the Prophet's Corner Uncut this morning. And it's the title is Seeing the Good. Seeing the Good. And I'm just going to read to you because a lot of this is prophecy. We will look at some scriptures. When we begin to view things negatively because we are weary, we put ourselves in a position to be attacked by the devil. The negativity. Let me read that again. When we begin to view things negatively because we are weary, we put ourselves in a position to be attacked by the devil. In other words, negativity is fear-based. The Lord gave me this to share with you. Early in my Christian life, when Dana was a baby, I started attending a ladies' group. This ladies' group had a wonderful leader. She was in her 50s, and she took all of us under her wings, you know, so to speak. I mean, she really cared for us like a mother. She taught kingdom living. First time I'd ever heard about kingdom living. Many years later, a friend of mine was having some troubles, and so this lady offered for her to come into her home, and she ministered and prayed for her for 3 or 4 days. And I remember talking to my friend later, and she said, the only fault that I saw was that she couldn't seem to cast the care. The care. The cares of this life. The cares of those that she was over. Later, this lady changed and became someone just the opposite of who we knew. I remember seeing her. And I thought, what has happened to her? I didn't say anything to her, but I think she said to me, don't judge me. I don't know if she said that or if that's what I thought. I'm not clear on that. It took me such aback. This is not the person I knew. Anyway, after that, she shot herself in the head. And it was not a very powerful whatever she used, and so she lingered for many days. 22. Yeah, it was a 22. That's what I was thinking. And so a lot of people went up to ICU to see her. She wasn't conscious, but she was breathing. But I remembered her talking about the current pastor that was there. She walked into the room one day and she saw this pastor, and he was black and he looked like evil covered him or something like that. And she just had lots of burdens. And I don't know if she took on more than the Lord wanted her to take on. I'm not sure. Only He knows. All right. This is what the Lord said to me. This is how the devil got in. She took the care of everyone unto herself, was not able to cast it on me. This gave the devil an open door into her life. The Lord said that He never meant for any of His ministers or children to carry any care of any kind. Care is fear, and fear opens the door to the enemy. That's what He operates on. The Lord further said to me personally, all the attacks of the enemy on your life have caused fear to come in. You must never take care, and that will shut the door to fear. When fear shows up, words come up, and not words of faith, but words of fear, saying things that you do not want. Paul and Silas were in pain and in dire circumstances, but they sang praises to me, and I rescued them. Fear is causing more attacks against your life. Afraid to do this, afraid to do that, afraid this is going to happen. You are to cast all your care on me, for I care for you. I do the caring. That is my part. When we carry care, we are thinking we are better than God. We're taking His part onto ourselves, and we're not supposed to do that, all right? So many ministers forget that I am the one in charge and not them. They're merely the servant. He knocked me down a notch or two. I am the one in charge and not them. They're merely the servant. I'm overseeing the whole operation. I'm well able to raise up people to pray for your for the ministry or the help or it to help in some way. In other words, being said, if we don't have any prayer cover, we don't have this, we don't have that, you know, we get to thinking, well, we're not going to be able to do this if we don't have that. I wonder if we've ever had any of that. But the Lord's saying, if you need it, I'll take the care of it, and I will speak to those that need to do so. All I'm asking you to do is to follow me, stay out of fear and care, and praise me in the storm. No longer fear that you might miss me. Again, this is care and ultimately fear. A lot of people, they won't step out because they're afraid they're going to miss God. Well, when they don't step out, they miss God. Trust me to guide you. Follow the inward witness and you will be fine. Do not allow weariness to cause you to step into care and fear. I am in the lead and I know just what to do. Let's turn to Job. Back a couple of years ago, well, when we first started doing projects, the Lord spoke to me about you're going to go through a series of things like Job. I thought, oh, joy. You know, who wants to hear that? We're going to read about Job this morning. Chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. All his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone, about that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. We see a lot of that. People are moved by their kids' needs or their kids' this or their kids' that. Yeah? Instead of trusting God to take care of them, they're old enough to be taken care of by God. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. The Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? First thing we do when we get attacked, we want to know, what did we do wrong, Lord? He was perfect. He didn't do anything wrong. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. The Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking bread or drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I am only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans have made 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, and the slain and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I'm only escaped only to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I just noticed something. It says that it killed the young men. Didn't say anything about the daughters. There were three daughters. All right, chapter 2. And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. He's always looking for trouble, isn't he? To make it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan entered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. He took him up in a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still remain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spoke a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Okay, we're going to read one more chapter. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spake and said, Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, There's a man child conceived. Have you ever wished that? Ever thought? Yeah. He ain't any different than you, Job. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death strain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. It's kind of like a, what is the name of that movie? It's a Christmas movie. I just went blank on the title. I can't even think of the actor's name.
James Stewart.
Yeah. Yes. He wanted to be taken out of the equation, and God let him see what it would have been like if he was never born. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come unto the number of the month. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let not joyful voice come therein. Let them curse that it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. Let the stars of the twilight there be dark. Let it look for light, but have none, neither let it see the dawning of the day, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from my eyes. Why did I not from the womb, what did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me, or why the breast that I should suck? For now should I have lain still and been quiet. I should have slept then had I been at rest. With kings and counselors of the earth, which build desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold, who filled their houses with silver, or as an hidden untimely birth, I had not been, as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and greater there, and the servant is free from his master. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasure, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hid, and why God hath hedged in? For my sighting cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Now you see what the Lord's talking about here. All right? The very thing he feared came upon him. Through manifold temptations, Job said words of fear. Danny had some scriptures come up to him. I guess it was Saturday. I'm going to read those scriptures. This is Psalms 34. It's the first one. I think I added a little more to it, but anyway, it was in this grouping. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Here's one more in Peter, 1 Peter. Basically the same thing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, his lips that they speak no guile. Then eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. When right words are spoken, the argument is over and the door is closed. Okay, let's go now. Just one scripture back in Job. This is Job 6:25. Very short scripture. How forcible are right words? Right words. See, the Satan comes, you know, to steal the word. If he can get you a talk in fear and garbage out of your mouth, he steals the word. He steals what you know. No matter what you're experiencing, he steals what you know. All right, a few more scriptures here. Psalms 119. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. When we begin to speak things, unsanctioned words, then we begin to speak in a place where the devil can come in and disrupt. Verse 50 here. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. This whole chapter really is all about the word, Psalms 119. Now 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I refrain my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. All right, Proverbs 4, verse 20. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they're life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. It is not always easy to see the good in a situation, but that is where God's word comes in. Speaking what God says about it will help keep us on track. Like I said, the enemy's trying to steal our words. All right. This is Matthew 12:37, which is the last scripture. This is a short one. 12:37. Jesus said this. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Justified means to render just or innocent. Condemned means to adjudge against or pronounce guilty. I saw this meme and I thought it was so good I wrote it down. God's word is for our correction, protection, and direction. Protection, correction, protection, and direction.